Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I'm really looking forward to a number of the topics that Jimmy and I are going to be talking about here. We're going to start out, we're going to talk a little bit about the educational system in the United States, and we're going to talk a little bit about the diverse nature of the numbers between mass shootings in outside of the United States as compared to what's going on in the United States. I am very, very enthralled with the subject of what the educational system is doing to, in a sense, further the concept of mass shootings. And I want to say a couple of things about some of our listener comments. Number one, CFS, you are an inspiration for this particular opening segment, and followed very closely by Out of the Box Jerry. And I also want to say that I am very concerned about education in the United States. I think I'm repeating myself here. We have more mass shootings. Mass shootings is being defined by the FBI as public shootings that involve the deaths of four or more people. We're getting too many of those here. I personally feel it's a direct result, not of guns, but a direct result of what's going on in the educational system. Jimmy, you mind if I relate what happened here in our town real quick? You gave me the information, but we had a very interesting incident, and then I'm going to ask Jim to talk about why he's living in South Carolina. Jimmy, we had an interesting situation in the last couple of days. They had to evacuate all of the Blaine schools, if I'm not mistaken, because of a bomb threat. The bomb threat followed upon the divulgence of the information that the Blaine School District decided to have a, quote, queer open mic night. We got a lot of conservatives up here, and they don't want to see their kids involved in things like queer open mic nights. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about why you left a beautiful home, two beautiful homes, water views, et cetera, and moved back to South Carolina. And you and your family have direct experience with what's going on in the educational system here in Blaine. You're on.
Yeah, so, you know, my wife was on the school board, and right. She was on it for 4 years, and she struggled to keep the school open and to keep kids in school through the COVID crisis. And, of course, that didn't work because of the state regulation and the health department regulations. And the fear of the school board, other school board members, that they would somehow be held liable, and, of course, the intimidation tactics used by the government. But that goes hand in hand with other policies that were being put forward by the State Department of Education and the state superintendent, and of course the lobbyists for the school, you know, for the organizations that kind of run the teachers' unions. And basically it was a very leftist agenda, you know, pushing gender ideology, pushing white privilege, critical race theory type education programs into the schools, transgender and LGBT information for kindergartners and, you know, through, you know, all grades. And our point was, we were struggling. The reason why we left is because our children were very talented. They're all straight A students. Mm-hmm. In fact, my son was the valedictorian last year. My junior daughter was on her way to being the same thing. My youngest daughter has done a phenomenal job. And of course, you know, my older son is a PhD theoretical physicist, straight A's all his life. Right. And they're just very talented and hardworking kids that were being held back by the lowest common denominator. The programs were being designed by social emotional learning agendas, mm-hmm. meaning more about feelings and worrying about feelings than it was about either self-discipline or actually the effort it takes to work and succeed. And so they were actually being held back. I mean, when I say being held back, they weren't able to thrive. And I'll tell you, it was a challenge for them to go into South Carolina schools even though they were straight A's, to come here, you would think maybe the opposite, Washington with all the educated people and the high incomes there, that it would be better. But in fact, they've struggled when they came here to the school district they're in now to keep up. They're working, they're getting back up. But there's a big problem with the types of influences that are pushing agendas in our school children, and it's really dividing us rather than unifying us. And I think that that actually has a direct relation to the hatred that you're seeing and the violence and the frustration with youth around the country.
You know, I think that I would use the word, instead of using the word hatred, I would use the word frustration. I got to tell you, I am starting to feel incredibly frustrated with what's going on. When you have a town like Blaine, Washington, which is a little peanut, really, in terms of population, and which has relatively, part of Blaine has relatively high demographics in terms of income, in terms of what people do for work, etc., intelligence, etc., etc., and part of Blaine is just the opposite. And that's fine. God love the people who are working like hell to work their way out of that particular situation, because many of them are. The Blaine school system has a large number of kids who are actually living in cars with their parents. And again, as I said, God love them. They are some of the most squared away people who I have ever seen in my life. And I have met many of those kids. Having said that, I am getting very, very tired of the high degree of woke in a little town like Blaine, Washington. Jim, why don't you continue on with this trend, if you would, just for about a minute and a half, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, so, I think these problems, it's reflected in society right now. And, of course, people... the fairness idea that everything has got to be fair and equal, and that you've got to somehow, and people that have an advantage somehow have to suffer and be brought down. That's a very Marxist ideology. And if not directly, that's what happens when you start getting a system where everything has to be equally distributed, because you're actually pulling high performers down.
Yep.
And unfortunately, what we have is a lot of pressure, economic, media, elitist pressure. And a lot of this is from left ideologies with single, retired leftists that come up into our area. We're on the West Coast, that have very few children, but then they've got these ideologies that actually drive them. And I think that's what's pushing these agendas. What could be on paper good, but in reality is actually very divisive, and it's separating people. And I think that's where we have to change.
We are separating people to the point right now where it's getting to be actually dangerous. And I want to get back to the comments. CFS, you are a major contributor, a major reason for the high quality of this particular program. Out of the box, you're right there with him. Eddie, you're right there with him. And I want to say another guy who I basically started to spam some of his comments. Larry, you actually have some very interesting, thought-provoking comments about the medical system in the United States. I apologize for spamming some of your comments. This is a free country. People can say whatever they want. My personal apology to you, sir, your comments about the medical system, even though I disagree with them, because my life has been saved by kind of a country medical system. And I want to say that I appreciate your comments. Please do accept my apology. We're going to be back. Jimmy and I are going to be back here. We're going to be covering topics like Davos, which is very, very interesting. Boy, let's talk about nationalism versus globalism. And we're going to be talking about some of the primaries. Jimmy, thank you so much for helping me out. Thank you so much, even more importantly, for helping the listeners out. You guys, stick around. We've got a great show planned for you. We've got some interesting topics. We'll be back.